The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here on a Football Friday at Taquerias Arandas. And you can come right in the sports bar, man. The restaurant's right here, but you can come right out here with us. They got a bar right here, as Clint said, multiple TVs set up in here. You can enjoy yourself, have a good time. I ain't going to lie to you. If you are on YouTube and Twitch, you already see your boy got a nice little margarita. It is good. Our engineer, Matt's got a blue one. Add a little something extra into it, so it's a good time to be. Oh, that's a little Don Julio.
He got that little baby Julio on top of it. I ain't never seen nobody put a cherry in a margarita. What's going on over there?
It's just life, man. Just enjoy man.
You'd mess up a wet dream.
No, I wouldn't. I've had all of mine.
A cherry and a margarita.
All of mine have been successful. Shout out to Byron holding it down as Tyler is out having a good time. Somewhere. So we appreciate you joining us again. As we said on the other side, and Reggie just said you got a chance to win two. We're hooking somebody up. We'll start in the 4 o'clock hour, hooking somebody up with $25 Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards, and you can win that if you come in. You can't miss it. Got a box right here. You can put your name in our raffle box and have a chance to win. Some gift cards here today. A lot to get to as it is a Football Friday, and some news to jump right off with. And I would say that the headline is big news, and we'll start with the good. And that is the Texans have designated Nico Collins' return off of IR, and he practiced today and was out there on the field. There is video of it. That's big to see that he is there. He has not practiced all week. This was no physical practice at all, but he was out there walking in the helmet. Again, as we talked about yesterday, that he has got to be one of the leaders in the clubhouse on get off the bus, who looks the best in the uniform. Right there he does. He's jogging and running. Clint, I'm still not convinced that he's going to go, though.
I'm not convinced that D'Amico wants to risk it. I got to believe when you look at Nick and D'Amico and you start thinking long term for this team, you need him versus the Cowboys. You need him versus the Titans both games. You need him versus Jacksonville. You need him versus Miami. I don't know that I want this Detroit game so bad that I let it cost me another month with C.J. Stroud. I mean, without Nico Collins,
and we know they won't do that if there's any potential.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, it's always. I mean, it's always a. You know, he'll go out there and look good and feel good, and he'll probably be campaigning to play, and so it's. I could see.
Oh, you know, he's been on it all week.
Yeah, look, I could see where D'Amico would be like, "Oh hell, let's go, let's ride. It's part of the game. It's a risk you got to take." But boy, I'd err on the side of caution here, man. Obviously, I'd love to see him back out there. I mean, he's my X-Factor player this week. Obviously, we've got some segments coming down the stretch, some matchup segments that you can't miss. This is a big-time matchup with the Lions. But at the end of the day, there's I think there's a bigger picture, and it's one that you expect the higher ups that don't get caught up in the 6-3 or the struggles of late, and they truly understand it's a longer season and there's a bigger goal in mind here. Those guys get paid a lot of money to make that decision, so I just hope they make the right one.
Yeah, just, you know, based off D'Amico's comments of, hey, when you get guys coming back, man, the first thing you want to do is, one, I want to be cautious to the long-term effects.
Yeah.
I don't want to rush anything back. And the thing that really stuck out is one of the things we want to do is to have you practice all week. Can you get through a week of practice? And then, you know, to kind of see if you're ready. Hell, he is not there. I mean, today's the first day he's practiced. They had opportunities Wednesday and Thursday for him to practice in pads, and he did not practice. Today was more of a walkthrough type of a practice. So that's what stuck out to me. I think maybe this could be like the first step of him getting on the practice field, Get going, and revving up until next week. I told you earlier this week, I'm tired of not seeing D'Amico Collins out there.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see something. I want to see.
So does C.J. Stroud.
So does C.J. So does every Texan fan. Matt, our engineer, just threw his hands up about getting D'Amico back. Like, I want to see this offense as a football fan get anywhere close to what we were thinking. And you know, this guy, when he was playing, Clint, put up the best production of anybody in the National Football League. That includes Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, who just went nuts last night. Anybody out there, he was right up there. So I want to get your thoughts and the people's thoughts on this as we get this D'Amico Collins news. 5-Hour Energy text line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football. Super fans, also you all on YouTube and Twitch, what's the percentage? What's the percentage you would throw out there that you think D'Amico Collins suits it up Sunday night against the Lions? What's the percentage you think? Me, I'm going to leave the door open. He practiced. I'd say, Clint, there's maybe a 25% chance that he plays. To me, like a 25% chance to where, like what you just talked about, that he is politicking. He is trying everything he can to convince them, I'm good, I'm ready to go. And that kind of gets them going. But ultimately, I think they are thinking in the way you were talking yesterday. We cannot in any way afford to have him miss more time. We can't afford that. So I think they will sit him in this game. But I do think there is a slight, just I would say 25%.
I'm 50-50 this game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, him being out there jumping around and the problems that the Texans have on offense, because I still firmly, if it were me, I would sit him. I wouldn't. It would be 100-0. It would be 0% chance.
But you're 50-50.
Well,
I mean, true game time decision.
You know, the reality of it is, like we just talked about, there's humans involved and there's campaigning involved and really there's also, I think the biggest challenge or concern right now with the Texans is how in the hell are they going to protect C.J. Stroud? And with that challenge comes not just bad football, offensive football, but also the risk of injury. And so, you know, does that play into them making that decision? There's no doubt about it. I don't think there's a one-man fix. I don't think D'Amico Collins comes back and all of a sudden C.J. Stroud is not getting touched and he's sitting back there Cadillacing in the pocket. I don't think that happens, but I do for whatever reason. For whatever reason, when D'Amico Collins is in the game, you see the screen game pick up. Like it goes from being – there was one screen last
what
week in a third and 20-some-odd.
It's the only one like, they do.
For whatever reason, D'Amico Collins, they legitimately the screen game, it picks up. The quick game picks up. It seems like there's throws underneath immediately right now that are made priority instead of looking downfield first and then coming down, that high to low stuff. So the effect of D'Amico being there, along with how great he has been, the effect of him being there changes not only C.J. Stroud but also Bobby Slowick. And I do think that's something that D'Amico Rines has to take into consideration when he makes his decision.
Text line and YouTube and Twitch, I got Jordan Alexander said 90% chance he plays. Someone on the text line said, I mean, Ron, it's 50-50. Either he will or he won't. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks for that. My man Larry in Stafford text said 100% chance that he plays. 100% chance. Interesting. As you go, hey, I like I said, I'd love to be in that press box on Sunday night and see that 12 is out there, because I want to see this offense at its best. By the way, real quick, that's the big news, that he returned to practice, because I'm going to be honest with you. I was surprised that he practiced today. I was surprised that he was on the practice field today when he didn't practice, because this is the other part of it, not practicing today, and these guys haven't practiced all week. Will Anderson Jr., Jake Hansen. Jake Hansen hasn't practiced the last 2 days. Damian Pierce, he hasn't practiced all week. It looks like he's probably on track to miss another game. And then Foley Fatakasi, another big one in the inside. For a team that wants to run the football like the Lions do, he may be their best interior run stopper. He looks like he may not play because he's missed all 3 days of practice. I would have thought Nico would have been a part of that, but I will say that it is something that that he is practicing today and was out there, as you said, dancing and moving around. But, Clint, the Will Anderson Jr. one, that's another big one. Will Anderson and Foley, those are two big misses in this particular game on your defense. If you're trying to stop this high-powered offense that can run it and can throw it, those two factors, those guys, and we'll see a little bit later on when it comes out, the official injury report. Generally, we'll see designations if these guys will be out or questionable. It feels like in practice all week, these guys would be out. Those would be big, big misses for them.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you talk about Will Anderson, obviously he's
been their best player on defense. Well,
look, he's the thermostat in the room, man. I mean, he sets the tempo, and there's no doubt about that. He's obviously who I think is the best player on that defense, obviously. And this is a week where Jared Goff is an old school pro style pocket passing quarterback. You know exactly where he's going to be. Back in the day, man, if you're on the defensive side of the football, you knew, man, 7.5 to 9 yards right behind the center. That's where the quarterback's going to set up, and that's where you need to set your rush point. And that's where nowadays 75% of the quarterbacks in the league, you can't coach that no more. You can't work that no more. But there are a handful of guys that, damn it, that's where they're going to be. And Jared Goff is one of those guys. And so Will Anderson, this ought to be one where Will Anderson could eat. And I mean, even if they give extra attention to him, he could at least collapse the pocket and push push Goff towards some of these other guys. You mentioned Foley Fatakasi. Tim Settle's done well inside. Also, you look at Danielle Hunter. This is a game where whether Will Anderson plays or not, hey, I'm looking at Danielle Hunter, man. Danielle Hunter's got to be big. Danielle Hunter's got to change this game. He's not chasing Lamar Jackson around. There's a statue back there. He's got to change the game, and he's got to impact the game, affect the game. And if you don't, I think it's a win or lose type situation. So it would be great to have Will Anderson out there to lock arms with Danielle Hunter, and given that I believe those are the two positions.
And we'll see. Hopefully he is. He's missed all practice all week. And when you say practice all week, you also have to understand, Clint, that also includes they didn't play Sunday. They played Thursday. Right? Like, he's had extra time to be off. All of these guys have had extra time to be off. So that's one to watch. All right, come on out as we are here live here at Taqueria's Arandas, and we're at Arandas Sports Bar. Come on out. You got prizes and things to win. And, Clint, also – we're continuing this every single football Friday. Your chance to win and be a part of that ultimate tailgating package, that ultimate prize package from Academy Sports and Outdoors, Clint.
That's right. It's two tickets to the In the Suite with Us, second largest suite at NRG Stadium for the Baltimore Ravens, with that team you watched play last night. That was as entertaining a football game as you're going to watch, with Burrow and Jack and Lamar going face to face. I mean, that was blow for blow. That was absolutely beautiful. That Ravens team, by the way, that helmet that Matt.
Did you like the purple?
Yes, indeed. Hell yeah, I like it. It'd be hard to mess them jerseys up. Them unis up. To be completely honest with you, that's nasty. But the forward facing Raven is something. I don't like the forward facing hog. I don't necessarily like the forward facing Raven either. But it is a cool mascot nonetheless. Or a cool helmet nonetheless. But that squad comes to NRG Stadium Christmas Day, so it's two tickets to that game in our suite with us, and it's a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And so it's a hell of a deal. All you got to do is sign up, show up here, scan the QR code to register for that drawing coming up here in the future, and if and when you win, we'll let you know. You can come hang out with us. It's a hell of a deal. Man, I'll get you stop through, get you one of these margaritas, get you some of these chips and salsa, grab you a little bite to eat, and Maybe grab you a Michelada. That's what I think I'm gonna think. That might be what I have here in a minute. But
why not?
But go ahead and get registered up. Academy Sports and Outdoors, man, big time sponsors. We greatly appreciate them making all this happen.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, I'm gonna tell you. I can be a warrior, not a warrior, but a worrier. I got a major concern. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I will be. But I got a major concern. We'll discuss at 3 o'clock. As we sit here, getting ready for this game against the Lions. Many people, and I know you, I think you've said it, you believe this is the best football team in the NFL right now. We'll see what happens with Nico. We'll see what happens with Will Anderson. We know Stephon Diggs is out. I would have, like, if I said there's a 25% chance that Nico plays, I think there's a 1% chance that Will Anderson plays. I think there's a 1% chance that Foley plays. Those guys missed practice all week. But understanding where they are and what they've had issues with, and we'll see what the offensive line looks like. Obviously, it's going to be somebody new with Kenyon Green out. And I want the people to get involved in this as well. What's your honest expectations of this game? Because to me, I'm walking into this, it feels like the Packer game to me. Where my thought was, hey, you're going on the road, you're playing a good football team, you're shorthanded, you got a lot of guys out, can you compete? That's where I am, Clint, right now for this game. Can you compete? Because this is a team, and we've talked about it, they are into trying to just, as Clint would say, skull drag anybody and everybody they play. They want to put 50 up. I think they have had four or five straight games, Clint, where they've had over 31 points. They are about this thing.
Right, and they're averaging 32.
Yeah, I'm just saying. They're about this thing. For me, can you just compete? That's where I am. I'll be completely honest with you. I do not feel good about the Texans' chances of winning this game. But for me, can you compete? Can you just compete in this game, and can you get in a fourth quarter and this is a ball game, and that this doesn't look like the damn Vikings game that was just not competitive? That's my expectation for the Texans this week.
Yeah, look, the truth of the matter is I think this is a fork in the road game for the Texans. I think you did a hell of a job coming out of the gates hot and getting to that 6-2 mark. You've lost two of the last three games. You've struggled against the better opponents, with the exception of Buffalo, who didn't have Amari Cooper and he didn't have his number one receiver and didn't have the best defensive lineman that they had. And so a shorthanded Buffalo team that you beat. I mean, you've not fared well in games where you're playing uphill, where you're got teams that have been where you're trying to get. They have not fared well in that department. A couple of good showings, but just haven't fared well. And when it's all said and done, the rest of the season, even the teams like the Cowboys, I mean, they're a lot like the Jets. I mean, they're dysfunctional as hell. They've lost more games than they should. But at any given Sunday, if they go beat a good football team, nobody's going to think, oh, my gosh, the Cowboys are back. I mean, they have the ability to do some things, and it just doesn't get easier moving forward, with the exception of the teams that are in your division. And so I think this is a fork in the road game, man. You go out there and you no-show this game and you struggle mightily, it's going to be hard to keep facing.
And that for you is no matter who's out there. What if Nico Will's not out there?
Because here's the deal. Here's the deal is sure, in hindsight, we'll look up and there'll be a lot of excuses. Kind of like how they use these one-score games and this and that, right? Well, there'll be a lot of excuses, a lot of reasons. Sure, and one of them will be, hey, you know, Nico wasn't out there and Will wasn't out there and this guy wasn't out there. But the truth of the matter is I just believe if the Texans lose this football game, it's going to be because of the same stuff that we've seen right here today. It's going to be more of the same, the inability to protect the quarterback. I think the defense, as we face better football teams, they're going to give up some production. Teams are going to run the football a little bit better. Teams are going to move the football a little bit better. But I don't think we're going to look up and be like, well, we didn't win this game because of damn defense. If the Texans don't, if they're not competitive as hell in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win it in the fourth quarter, it's going to be because they can't protect C.J. Stroud. It's going to be because the offensive coordinator continues to try to throw the football down the field, and it's all about executing instead of changing what the hell you're doing. It's going to be because C.J. Stroud holds the football knowing that his offensive line can't hold up against a good defensive front. And at that point in time, it's not just – we can't look at this and go, oh, that was just another loss. It was just a tough loss in a long season. At that point in time, you've lost three or four, and you're trending in the wrong direction. I think there's going to be real problems. So this is a fork in the road game for me. And not so much as a win or lose, but a play well and give yourself a chance, or it's obvious that you ain't got a chance in this game from jump.
All right, I want to continue that, and I want the people to chew on this, and you can respond on the text line or on YouTube and Twitch, because I don't like what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of people say, just don't get blown out. Just don't get embarrassed. What's the path? Create in your mind. Chew on this. Think about this. We'll talk about this on the other side. What is the path to a Texans victory? What would be the path to a Texans victory? And don't just start talking about everybody get hurt.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But what is a realistic path to a Texans victory? We'll discuss that coming up next. I'm going to say something crazy right here as we are live Football Friday here at Taqueria Sarandis. And we are we normally at the one on Shepherd. It's a fun time there. But today we're in Humble. We're 19740 US 59. That is the address. Come on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And Clint, Matt, Big O, I'm going to say something crazy here. The next five people who come in here and come in here and say it to me, say, hey, I'm coming in here because I've been listening. The next five people come in here, drinks on me. But you got to say it to me. Not just you walk in. The next five people who come in here, drinks on me. You got to tell me, hey, Ron, said the drink's on you, not you. You're already here. You're already here, Matt. Drink's on me. You got to come up. You just say, hey, drink's on you, and I got you. The next five. Next five. You can't already be in here and walk out the door and come back in like our engineer Matt is doing. No. The next five. Drink's on me. So get on out here. Enjoy yourself. I got you. All right? Now, let's not get crazy now. Like, we ain't got – I don't know what that real expensive drink is, but, like, I mean, we got – let's not get nuts here. But, hey, man, I get you a drink.
Oh, they got that 1942. They got that Casamigos.
What you doing, dog?
They got that Clase Azul.
All right, hold on. Let's back off. Let's specify that. We are under 10 bucks, all right? Under 10 bucks, all right?
Per drink.
Under 10 bucks.
I would say that'd be –
not for everybody, not for all five.
That's a hell of a deal, man. There's a lot of listeners.
So come on out here and
the next five,
and you can put your name in our raffle box and have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. And for somebody who just did some shopping at Academy Sports and Outdoor, I'm telling you, it's a good thing. And I used a gift card too to work my magic. So it's a good time. So the next five, I got you. All right, I sent this out, or I sent this on the other side, Clint. let's see the path. What is the path to victory? And I see some people texting things in. Stop stepping on our own D words. Okay, that's interesting of a thought. But the path to victory
well,
here.
I've never had that issue.
I don't think anyone has. Shout out to
I'll
Ron.
I'll be honest with you.
Even Ron Jeremy. I don't think any of them.
It's so far from even, my foot. I don't even have I've never had that thought.
Even Wesley Pipes. Never had those issues. But what's the path? If the Texans, like, you know, listen, no matter who plays, D'Amico and Bobby Slowick and Matt Burke and Frank Ross and everybody there, Nick Caserio, they're all there, CJ and crew, they're all coming in here trying to get this W. And there's a game plan for you, Clint. And I'll get some of the other things people have said here. For you, Clint, what is the best path that you envision for them to win this game?
I think there's one guy that can impact this game at a level where it's going to give the Texans a real advantage. This is legitimate. Obviously, C.J. Stroud throwing for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns will do it. I'm talking about legitimate based on what
you
we've seen.
You don't think
seen.
That's legitimate?
No,
right?
I don't. I'm not betting. I'm not banking on them protecting C.J. Stroud any better
than
that.
That was my answer.
Danielle Hunter. This is all eyes on Danielle Hunter. Again, you've got a pro-style quarterback that can't run out of his own shadow. And when it's all said and done, you know exactly where he's going to be. And Danielle Hunter, while he's been great, while the advanced stat folks will tell you more pressures than anybody in the league. Now, you got to define pressure, but more pressures than anybody in the league. That ain't going to work this week, Ron. I mean, they're in big moments, particularly in the first half. To not let the game get away early and to not let the Detroit Lions come in here and silence the crowd and take all the momentum and take the air out of the building. I think it has to be defensive driven, which is not too far from what it's been anyway recently. But it's got to be defensively driven, and I think Danielle Hunter is the one that has the ability and has the paycheck. That we can expect him to make game-changing plays. And again, I'm not talking about these little old pressures. I'm not talking about taking a tackle and setting him in the quarterback's lap and just collapse. I'm talking about sack fumbles. I'm talking about make Jared Goff think about retiring type hits. He's the one guy to me that can change this thing. Not only with one play again being a turnover, maybe in the red zone, so you get a short field for the offense. But also, like in big clutch third down situations where you know exactly where he's going to be, he's the guy to me that the defense has to drive it, and Danielle Hunter has to be the game changing player that I legit think has the ability to do it. He's going to be healthy. He's going to be playing, and I think it's fair for us to expect him to do something like that throughout the season.
Yeah, it does feel like if they're going to win this game, their big dog's got to go. And Danielle Hunter is one of your big dogs, especially if there's no Will Anderson. Like, he's got to go through. And I think you made a point earlier is Jared Goff is a guy that you know where you got to meet him.
Yep.
Right? There's not a lot of running around. Now, they get the ball off quick. They run the football well, and he doesn't get hit. Hell, he doesn't throw incompletions. But that's a guy you know where he's going to get. For me, I'm not saying what you say with C.J. 400 yards. But this does feel like, to me, if they win this game, and we've seen this with great players and that are in disadvantages, like, you got to have somebody make up for the other things that you're maybe behind on. Now it's not going to just be CJ on his own. The defense has to – they have to hold, at the very least, hold the Lions under what they normally do. Right, like they can't, like the Lions, which they're averaging 32. Like they got to be in the 20s. The defense has to hold them down. I mean, I don't know. I mean, outside of the Patriots game where they scored 41, the Texans haven't been scoring big in games this year. So they have to do that. And CJ has to be the best player on the field to me. And you made a comparison to Baltimore. And this game being like the games when they played the Ravens last year, to me, I agree with that. And I remember what I said in the playoff game. For the Texans to win that game, I felt like C.J. Stroud, even with Lamar on the field, had to be the best player on the field if they had a chance. And I think that is the case here as well. I think he has to make up for the running game and the all the things they can throw at him and the great offensive line that they have. He's going to have to make up for that. And to me, that to me is the path. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but I do agree. Like, that's, it's not likely from what we've seen from the Texans and what we've seen from the Lions. It's not likely that CJ just goes off like he did.
Look, I think the struggling offense with CJ Stroud. You look, I mean, if CJ Stroud throws the touchdown to Mechie last week, I mean, they're in that ball game, and it's in the score, obviously.
It's different, yeah.
It's a different ball game. And so I think even with the inability to protect CJ Stroud, CJ's special enough to go out there and give you 24. I mean, he'll scrap his way to 24 points. Now, he needs a short field a time or two. You know, you need the other team to turn it over two or three times the way that Green Bay did, Jordan Love did. And there's, so, I mean, things are going to have to go your way. But I'm as frustrated as anybody with what's going on offensively. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, there's still a level of confidence in C.J. Stroud, even though he's trending the wrong direction. There's still a level of confidence in C.J. Stroud that he can go out there and on any given Sunday put up a monster game and do things that you know are elite in terms of keeping plays alive and making big boy throws. And so I'll never doubt that about C.J. Stroud, not this year. And it's got to be some monster game changing plays. And whoever it comes from, that's what it's going to take. And Daniil, it's time, man. It's time.
It is. From the text line, some people, turnovers and time of possession, that could be a key to winning the game. Another one, I cannot believe we're saying this about this team and this offense with C.J. Stroud, but shorten the game up and win the time of possession battle, score touchdowns or twos in the second half coming from Black Greg. That is not to be confused with the other Greg who tells us everything. We've had our first one, our first drink right here. Hey, bartender, put that on me. That drink's on me. That one's on me. First one coming in. My man said, is that my boy Ron? I've been listening. He said it. So there it is. Got four more drinks on me right here as we're live on a football Friday at Aranda's Sports Bar here at Humble. Coming up last night, man, that was a great, great game between two AFC teams, the Ravens and the Bengals. And there's a couple of things and a couple of thoughts coming off of that game. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive. That's right. Welcome in as we are live here. We'll be here on this Football Friday until 6 o'clock. Remember, starting in the 4 o'clock hour, we will be hooking folks up with not one but two Academy Sports and Outdoor $25 gift cards. All you got to do, put your name in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win as we're here in Humble at Taqueria's Aranda's, inside of the Aranda Sports Bar. Come out, hang out. They've got great food, great drinks, and it's going to be a good time out here as we get ready for this big game between on primetime Sunday Night Football between the Lions and your Houston Texans. Clint, before we get there, though, last night, what about last night, boy? That was a 35-34. We talked about Todd Bowles not going for it, going for two, or kicking it, not going for two to try to win the game. I said if that's an offensive coach, they would probably go for it, and especially with the Bengals defense, and an offensive coach, they decided to go for it. And although there were about two different penalties on that play for the Bengals, Joe Burrow getting just hit in the head, hard to miss that, and a hold in the end zone on the tight end as well. But they lose that game ultimately, and I think Lamar even more solidified where he is in the MVP standing with that game. They're down 21-7, and they lead a comeback, and he leads a comeback. He has four touchdown passes in this game. This is not a game where Derrick Henry was dominant. He was under 70 yards rushing in this game, and he was the driving force. So, to me, man, this crazy. He could be third MVP potentially right now under 30 years old. Third MVP is where he is headed to right now.
Yeah, like I said yesterday, man, when it comes to Lamar Jackson, he should win more than he loses. If he plays 10 years in the league, he should win six of them, to be honest with you. I mean, there's just simply nobody more valuable to their team and their success than Lamar Jackson. I mean, you know, last night he just put on a clinic.
Oh,
the only thing, I mean, like the the athletic ability, the dual threat ability, the ability to create is second to none. I mean, look, I know there's guys out there. We talk about Mike Vick, but look, there's nobody out there like Lamar. There's just nobody that been like Lamar. There's nobody going to be like Lamar. And now he's just got the ability, man. And when he settles in and he's seeing the game clear, man, and he's that sucker's out on time. And I mean, he's making a high level from a difficulty standpoint. He's making big time throws. I mean, every skill you have to play the quarterback position at a high level was on display last night. And it wasn't, you know, you expect that out of Joe Burrow just with the way that he has to play the game because he doesn't have the ability to run, obviously, like anything like Lamar. But it was both sides of the football. It was unbelievable to watch, man. That is what the hell. When you tune into a primetime game and when you tune into a game that have two of the league's top quarterbacks, that's what you expect to see. Last night was a treat.
And that was a part of what the issues are with Lamar is, hey, if you get down, can you come back? Can he throw the ball well enough to come back? Now, he had to come back multiple times and did his thing. To me right now, the only thing that stops him from winning another MVP, which would be back-to-back MVPs, is health. If he gets injured, we've seen him get injured a couple of times to finish off seasons. Or if the Chiefs go undefeated and Mahomes is playing better than he is right now and they've won all their games. That to me is the only thing that would be roadblocks. Coming into this game, Josh Allen was my leader, you know, with what he has been doing, but because it's hard because I think Derrick Henry has a case to be as much of an MVP candidate on that team as Lamar is. But yesterday, that was a big game, and he was clearly the guy that pushed things forward.
I think that's a good point. I mean, I do, whether it's fair or foul, I do think there are, you know, there's cases to be made for other guys that don't have the supporting cast or the help that Lamar Jackson has. And you just mentioned Derrick Henry. Like, that's a huge help. And so I think the people that are going to compete with him is going to be, you know, like you said, if Pat Mahomes goes,
if they go 17-0, he's going to be in the MVP discussion.
But like if Josh Allen goes out there and has a year where, like, he doesn't have a whole lot of help really across the board until they brought Amari Cooper in, and they have a, you know, 13-win season or 12-win season kind of thing, then he's going to be in it because he doesn't have a ton of help. But again, if you really look at the value of Lamar Jackson and how well he's throwing the football, and like the play last night where he ran back.
Oh, my God. 90% of the second down and nine. He got to the one.
I mean, he gets to the one, right? And he takes a hit and just bounces right back up.
Silent. Even that snake Al Michaels. Who else can do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I think there's going to be some other cases. There's going to be some guys in there, but they're really only going to be in that conversation because Derrick Henry's so damn good.
Hey, by the way, and to the people, you can respond to this as well. Do you think the Texans are better than that 4-6 Bengals team?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't even think about that. Yeah, they're better than they have played three games against the Ravens and the Chiefs. Two against the Ravens, they've lost those games by a total of 5 points.
Yeah,
and almost basically all three of them on the last play of the game, they've lost. They've been in all of those games. Hell, they've led all of them in the second half. In all of the games, they've led them. And it is wild. Like, it's wild to me. They're 4-6. They're 0-5 against all winning teams that they played.
Yeah.
But you think the Texans are better than that Bengals team?
Yeah. Yeah. As a team, yeah. I mean, look, that's if they weren't 4-6, Joe Burrow would be an MVP conversation. You talk about a guy that doesn't have a whole hell of a lot of help. I mean, it's one of those where, you know, he would be in the conversation. That's not a good football team. I mean, that's a good offense.
How do they? I was going to say they keep playing with all these teams, though.
Well, I think they're very well coached.
Their defense is awful.
They're well coached offensively. They got a great quarterback that has ice in his veins, and they've got Ja'Marr Chase, and that in itself is they do more with less than others in the league. But when you look at the Texans, I think the simple fact the Texans are significantly better than them on the defensive side of the football. I think that changes the game. And they are not very good on defense, so I look at it and I go, well, I mean, if they were to go, you know, head-to-head, then I would think C.J. Stroud would fare a lot better than he did against
if they can the block him. That's the one thing they do well with Trey Hendrickson, if they can block him.
I think the Texans are a better football team than them, absolutely. A team, yes.
Team, like if they played, if they were to play a game, you would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, I wish Bobby Slowick would call Zach and take some of what they do offensively and apply it a little bit instead of just leaning into what the hell they were doing. I heard him again today talking about we just got to get that trust we had in training camp. We got to go back to what we're doing in training. No, you don't. You got to change the hell what you were doing is what you got to do.
And he said you got to get that trust in training camp.
Yeah, get trust. It's a trust issue. Executing trust. I'm just like, come
trust
on, man.
Trust each other.
But you watch that, both those guys last night. I mean, one of the sexiest part of those offenses last night is. Man, those guys, it's calculated when they're holding the football and throw it down the field. When they're holding the football and throwing it down the field, it's because they got a bead on something, and they know, hey, man, with this coverage, in this formation, we're going to get this certain coverage, and we're going to attack this guy. It's not just calling plays left and right and trying to push the ball down the field. I mean, it's now they've got, again, Ja'Marr Chase, it's easy to find a mismatch that you like with his ass out there. I like what those two teams are doing offensively last night as well. And those offenses were
nice. Oh, that was absolutely a fun game. Fun game to watch. You know, obviously you watch those games out of a Texans lens at times. Baltimore, who they will play a little bit later on. But you can see that defense is to be had. If you can block them, that defense is there to be had.
That's the difference between the Baltimore Ravens team the Texans played last year.
Got another one?
That defense does not have the ability to smother teams like last year's did.
Yeah. Yeah. We got another one. Number two, three more spots.
He's just politely waiting for you to get off the radio.
I told you, if you got to be listening for you to get it. Now you walk up here and sit down and don't say nothing, they ain't going to get it.
If anybody's wondering why Ron won't let me talk, it's because these people are coming in here getting these drinks. And Ron
you got
don't
the
want
Fab Five, baby.
To talk.
Got the Fab Five, baby. The first five. All right, coming up. I told you earlier at 3 o'clock, this is something I'm a bit concerned about. And I've done research. I've talked to people. I'm a little bit concerned about this aspect of the game. And it ain't got nothing to do with anything on the field. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.